Rose, you majesty once. To the ancients, you were just a calyx with the simplest of rims. But for us, you are the full, the numberless flower, the inexhaustible continents. Rainer Maria Rilke. It was with a rose that the brigand Napoleon took leave of his female enemy. It was with a rose that Louisa, the Queen of Hearts, was often compared. A symbol of beauty, the voluptuous rose with its gloss and fragrance. But the rose wasn't just a decorative flower in the hands of the queen. With the cry,
"Not without Magdeburg,"
she began her war of words against Napoleon in Tilsit and ended the exchange with the words,
"There is no rose without thorns, but for me, this particular one has decidedly too many."
A fitting place must be found for the roses on the Peacock Island, decreed the Prussian King Friedrich Wilhelm III 11 years after the death of his wife Louisa. The purchase of a magnificent rose collection with more than 11,000 half-standard and shrub roses became the basis for the first rose garden in Prussia. The director of the Royal Gardens, Peter Joseph Lenné, designed a labyrinthine form corresponding to the romantic idea of the rose as the flower of mystifying love, dedicated to Aphrodite and Venus alike. In the name of the rose, Sleeping Beauty, Cleopatra, Margareta, Brigitte Bardot, Lily Marlene, Elizabeth Stewart, Esmeralda, Sophie Scholl, Ännchen Müller. But up to now, no rose has ever been named for her, Queen Louisa.